Welcome to Five to Focus, a weekly podcast helping you center on Jesus by applying the Bible to life's struggles. Ryan Strother is your host. Now set aside any distractions and get focused.
Thanks for taking time today to listen to Five to Focus. I've been so grateful to have the opportunity to share these podcasts with you, and I thank you for listening. I'm hoping that you'll subscribe, that if you've not already, and that you'll continue to take some time just to focus in on a certain matter of our faith. And today I want to talk about prayer. I want to talk about specific prayer. I've written about it recently, and I've preached about it, and I've heard some really neat testimonies and just different people sharing their stories with me, and it's been such a joy to hear about how people have been encouraged to pray. Let me talk about specific prayer, and then I want to talk more about why we should be praying specifically. And even beyond that, I want to talk about what does the question do for you? If somebody asks you, how should I pray for you? How can I pray for you? What do you respond? And what does your response reveal about your faith? Well, let me take you to a passage in Mark chapter 10. We see this account of a blind man. His name is Bartimaeus, and he's begging. He's a blind beggar, and Jesus is going through the town, and Bartimaeus twice calls out to Jesus. He says, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And so twice he has that same cry to Jesus. And here's what we know is that first, Bartimaeus teaches us this about prayer, is that we can go to Jesus. Bartimaeus twice cries out to him. After the first time, verse 48 of Mark 10 says that many warn him to keep quiet. But then he cried out all the more, it says, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And so what happens then is that Jesus calls him over. And so his disciples are with him. There's a crowd following him. He brings Bartimaeus over to him. And listen to this. He asks him this question. Jesus says, what do you want me to do for you? I mean, think about that question. What do you want me to do for you? Twice already, Bartimaeus has cried out to him. And he says, have mercy on me. And you'd say, well, that's his prayer request. That's what he wants. Well, and that's true, but think about what Jesus' question does for Bartimaeus. It forces him to really think about the desires of his heart. It forces him to really think about what is it that he wants. And not only what does he want, but what does he really believe about God? What does he really think that Jesus would be able to do? And so it sort of fine-tunes his request. And so Bartimaeus then replies, he says in verse 51, I want to see. So look at how his prayer went from have mercy on me to then I want to see. You know, I've been teaching to pray specifically. We're so vague sometimes in our prayer, and sometimes our prayers are so vague, we may not even be able to recognize if the Lord answers them. Be specific. Think about what is it really that you're hoping the Lord does. And so maybe when you pray, one of the things you can do is to simply have that question of Christ in your mind, that question that's saying, what do you want me to do for you? But then let me go beyond that. And here's where I think asking the question to somebody, how can I pray for you? And how can I pray for you specifically? Think about what that does in your own heart. If somebody asks you that, it forces you to really think about what's going on in my life right now that I really feel like I need the power of God in this. You know, recently I've talked to some people and I've asked them, how can I pray for you? And their response was simply this, we're good right now. We're okay. I don't need anything. And part of me just wants to ask them, what are you doing then that you would need the power of God for? Is there anything? And if there's not, maybe there should be. You know, praying specifically, when we ask that question, it forces us to think about what is it in my life that I really need the power of God? If someone were to ask you right now, how can I pray specifically for you? What comes to mind? And if nothing is coming to mind right now, Are you attempting anything? Are you serving at all? Are you doing anything for the Lord? Are you witnessing to somebody? Are you trying to help people through troubles? What are you doing that you need the power of God? For Bartimaeus, he needed to see. He asked the Lord of that, and Jesus healed him. What do you want Jesus to do for you? Would you take some time this week to pray specifically for those things?
Thanks for listening to Five to Focus. Make sure you subscribe and catch next week's episode as you stay centered on Jesus.